I am in the new guest house of Daniel, Srima Guest House, next to St. James Court Beach Resort for the National Panthers Camp.
I welcome all of you here. And first of all, I would like to extend my thanks to Aurovalley Foundation for accepting our collaboration. And also my great thanks to Krishna for coordinating this program. Also, in a short notice, Ms. Renu also has accepted to inaugurate this function. I'm very thankful to you, ma'am. Also, I extend my heartfelt thanks to all my artist friends who came from various places. Mr. Muthugoya sir is a very senior artist. He came from Delhi, and actually he's from Lakshadweep, and he studied in Madras College, and he is well known for surrealistic works actually, and he is a known artist in these countries. Almost all the artists, not almost everybody, whoever we invited to this program is a very, very well-known artist actually. They have participated several international exhibitions and symposiums, seminars, and visited so many countries, and we are very thankful that many people, they got national awards actually in this list. And I request first Mrs. Renu to say a few words and inaugurate it. Then I will give an introduction to all the participating artists.
All right.
And we are very thankful to the Aurovalley Foundation, because we always talk about, heard about it, lot about the Aurovalley Foundation, but this is the first time we are having collaboration with Aurovalley, and it's wonderful, and you know, and we are very happy with, you know, collaborating and having this function at this place actually as a venue to this program.
So it's my honor and privilege to have you all participate in Aurovalley and in this workshop. Since the beginning of Aurovalley Art Service, which we have just started, we are very grateful for the Aurovalley Foundation, Mr. Palayappan, to come forward, and actually you are inaugurating our art service. And we wish you a very inspired workshop, and we look forward to having more collaboration with all of you in the future. Thank you all so much for coming.
I also would like to give a thanks to Mr. Daniel for providing this wonderful venue. Almost all the artists are so happy about this. Thank you very much for providing this wonderful thing. It's a wonderful, wonderful place.
Without
actually
Daniel's dynamism, none of this would have happened.
Yes.
Thank you.
He said for everything, okay, actually. You know,
yeah.
From the day one
only one knows, okay.
Shall I light the lamp?
Yes.
So we wish to hear the background of each person from their own perspective.
Muthugoya from Delhi. Sri Muthugoya actually from Lakshadweep. He is also studying in Madras College.
I'll tell.
Yeah, Madras College.
Thank you for asking me to introduce myself. My name is NKP Muthugoya, and the website you will find me as Koya NKP Muthu, just like that. And I am yes, student of Madras School during the 60-66 period last century.
Last century, yes.
Now millennium.
Century. And quite a few of them, including Palaniappan and Muralidharan, and all these people were my far juniors. Now, I belonged to a very, very colorful and vibrant batch which Madras School produced ever. And among the artists in the Madras School, I happened to branch out into a new style of my own, which is highly spontaneous, highly personally oriented, surrealism. But I was never aware that there was another great artist in Europe, Salvador Dali, ever existing at that time. But you know, our work coincided in such a manner, and then I came to know that there is a Salvador Dali, and you know, I started getting more and more inspiration from his works. And thereafter, I have been actively participating in national, international shows. And you know, when you work in the field, you get your own recognition, sometimes criticism also, because in Indian art scene, surrealism was not considered to be anything to do with even art. It is something. There are a lot of you know, diverse views about the school of surrealism, and I had faced both. Now, in the meantime, I had been serving Government of India. And I served the Government of India for about 30 years in various capacities. And when my turn came somewhat full, I came out giving my voluntary retirement. Now I'm a full-time surrealist now, based in Delhi. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Rajendran, sir.
Friends, I am come from Tanjore. Actually, the Tanjore is the cultural main place in Tamil Nadu. So there, I come from there to Chennai to study arts. At the same time, I want to act in the film also, because I love theater, music, and painting. I studied 62 to 68, 6 years. After that, I was 4 years as a freelance artist. And I joined, after that I joined one private organization as a designer, textile designer. Then after 2 years, I got it a job in the Government of India as a textile designer. I put my service in the organizations 35 years. So in that period, I was joined as a designer, became a zonal director. I have in the four zone, north zone, northeast zone, south zone, East zone. I worked. And besides, I am doing painting and acting in the theater, drama, in radio, not in the television scene. At present, I am a freelance after retirement. I retired in 2006. Now I am freelance artist. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Mr. Pradeep Dixit from Calcutta.
Friends, I am from Calcutta. I do painting, and I stayed at Bhopal for 6 years as a print maker. Then went back to Calcutta again, and I am a freelance artist. I have nothing to say much more about me, as because I cannot tell through language, but I would have to say in my canvas. That's so I always enjoy my canvas after a day. That is the end of my speech.
So Surendra Pal Joshi, he is actually from Lucknow. Now he is living in Jaipur.
When I passed out from Lucknow College of Art, then I moved to Jaipur and joined Rajasthan University Arts College as a lecturer. So I spent 20 years in teaching. After and 5 years back, I have taken voluntary retirement due to my art activities and session. So in this period, I have done printmaking, painting, installation, mural, so and doing some these work. And my studio new studio is going to open in New Delhi also. So so Jaipur and Delhi between, I will try to adjust for the work. And in between, as usual as I national and international activities I did national and international. So this is
very good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr.
Murlidhan.
Mr. Murlidharan from Madras. Now he is there in Calcutta.
Yeah, that's it. I don't live in one place. I've been traveling since I passed out from College of Arts. Many places. I'm interested in Indian mythology, and my painting reflects about that. Perhaps you can see it after I finish it. I always like traveling, and whatever I get from that place, I take it also. That's how my career goes. I'm a freelance painter. We like this place very much.
Thank you for coming.
Mr. Somnath Maiti, please.
I'm from Calcutta. I studied at Indian Art College. And only I do painting. And I have done near about 27, 28 one-man show all over India and abroad. And my subject is cityscape, semi-abstract. Just after my done my work, you will see.
Very good.
Let us see.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your specialty in his painting is a mystic light, actually. He used to create a mystic light in his painting. Yeah. Ravi Kumar Kasi is on the way anytime he will come. He's an artist from Chennai, Kumbakonam. And he's also served in several years in the Design Institute.
Actually, I belong to, thank you, Kumbakonam. I live in Kumbakonam. I served the government of India, textile department, 33 years. And meanwhile, just I do continue painting, Indian subject, even design also. After retirement, I living my own native, again came to my place. But a wonderful place. Everybody should see, must see our place. There are number of temples, now all 1,000 years old, 2,000 years old. But the inspiration, my art, that all temples. But this also our place. So very nice place, very wonderful hospitality. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Another two artists, namely that Rajan Krishnan and Manish Pushkale, they are joining day after tomorrow. Yeah, they are on the way actually because they have held up with some other works. They are coming. Thank you. And about the Lalit Kala, you wanted to, yeah. See, Lalit Kala is the National Institute for promoting a fine arts actually. And it started in 1954, and they have now we have a branch of 5 regional centers, including Delhi also. They have a one center called as Gadi. There they have all the working facility for artists actually. Other than that, we do conduct seminars, symposiums, exhibitions, also like these kind of camps, or maybe a workshops, maybe a kind of a demonstrations in the various institutions. We do conduct regularly. The headquarters also doing the similar one, Lalit Kala, regional centers in the various places also we are doing the same thing. We are not only doing a similar one, I mean, because it is very difficult to headquarters programs, you know, they have limited to a certain things actually. But regional centers, we have extensively doing it the entire region actually, not only yearly once or one or two times, I mean. We are having every year we are having 8-9 programs, major programs like this actually, in the regional programs and also regional camps, regional exhibitions. Other than that, Lalit Kala is also having a international exhibition. Only the last few years it's not happening due to some administrative reasons, but it's called the Indian Triennale. I mean. And several internationally important artists around the world, they have participated, and once in a 3 years used to be there. I mean. And other than that, Indian artists' works also, Lalit Kala is promoting in the other countries through museums and important galleries around the world.
So, what will the artists do here? How will this camp happen?
Actually, this camp, it is the national camp. It was supposed to be done by the headquarters, actually. And very occasionally, they used to give it to regional centers to organize it, I mean. The same day, they asked me to do it, I mean. The selection process also, it is there. We do propose the names, lots of names and a list of names. It's not just a curated names. It's a list of names, important names, who have not participated in Lalit Kala for a longer period. And headquarters people, they do select and they put it in this kind of a camp. I mean. This is what it is happening for every camp, I mean. Not only Lalit Kala, this particular camp.
Yes, but you're inviting us to come back.
Yes.
To see their painting. How will they paint? Are they going to put canvas everywhere? What will happen?
See, some of the artists, they will work outside. Some people, they will work inside. Some people, they work in the corridor. It's according to the mood. They will
but
create some
works.
But the
venue is more or less the same.
Yeah. Venue, it will be here only. And they will interact after, maybe on 25th, I think we are having some interactive program in the evening. So you can also directly, you can ask us some question, you know. Maybe in future we will have a collaboration, strong collaboration with the Auroville artists also. I mean, they can also participate in our programs. I mean, that's how I will propose it. I mean. Definitely I will propose it to Lalit Kala.
And are they invited to see you during the camp? They can come?
Yeah, yeah, they can come and see that, you know, anytime, I mean. Yeah, they can free to interact with the artists, I mean. Best is we can fix the time, maybe 3 to 4 or something like that, so that they will not interrupt so much to the artists, actually, when they are working.
Now, let's know what an Auroville artist thinks about this event.
Hello, I'm Nele. I'm an artist in Auroville. I'm a painter and sculptor. And I work since 30 years here, and I'm very happy to finally have an arts camp happening in Auroville of national standard. I'll be looking forward to meet all the artists and see their work and hope they'll visit my studio. And in fact, I think it's arranged that they visit my studio also during the stay. I've myself visited and worked in several art camps in India and know what a really nice way this is for artists to get together and change their ideas and their knowledge. And I'm really looking forward to this. So I'm happy to come today and be at the inauguration.